I want to do something.
Oh, shit.
No, no, no.
Put it away, son. Put it away.
No, because he doesn't even know that we're doing this.
Who is he?
Our dear friend Paul Preston.
Oh, we calling Paul?
We're calling Paul because...
Happy birthday.
Is his birthday?
Yeah.
Ah. Are we singing happy birthday? So, happy birthday.
Well, we want to wish him, you know, a happy birthday. So let me pull up the phone here.
You've been waiting to pull those up, ain't you? You've been fucking waiting for like shows. He's been waiting to use that shit. You
can't give me gadgets and expect me not to want to use them.
So let's see here.
The caller you have called has not accepted messages. That's subscriber's request.
This phone cannot accept calls at this time. Please try your call again.
I would doubt it. He might be doing a tour too, so I'm not too sure.
Hello, you have reached Paul Preston Digital Mind Productions. Movie Guys.
Even better.
The LA Film Locations Tour. All manner of nonsense happening here.
We gotta sing
every version, message. I'll get back to you ASAP. Thanks.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha cha cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha cha cha.
Happy birthday, dear Paul.
Preston the movie guy.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Right, he's going to love that shit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's going to love that shit.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Paul.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air, buddy.
I didn't mean to call you. I meant to just listen to you. You know, to call you back and play the voicemail buttons are right next to each other. So I'm like, oh, shit, I'm interrupting the show.
You're good, man. It's always cool when you call in, brother.
Because it's your birthday. Don't do this no other time.
Well, thank you. That was a
It was a birthday song.
It was a birthday song.
That's all you got to say, brother.
Some of you are singers.
Some of us made a living off of it. Some of us haven't.
I was disappointed that I didn't get the Stevie Wonder happy birthday.
After we thought about it.
I already got enough black music for today.
We could do that too for you later on.
To you. Happy birthday.
So how was it, brother? How was your birthday yesterday?
Well, listen, you know I run a podcast called The Ford Fiesta. It's all about Harrison Ford's filmography. We're going from his first days as like a studio guy, they just stick in anything, right on through Call of the Wild. And then, of course, we found out, boy, he's not... Since we decided to do this, he's done Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Captain America Brave New World, and two television shows, two seasons of each. So, like... In his 80s, he's like his most ambitious he's ever been. Point is, whoa, sorry.
No worries.
I'm not that old. Go, keep
going. Here comes his ride.
There was, you know the New Beverly Cinema, Quentin Tarantino's cinema in Hollywood?
Yeah.
It's a place that he programs all on film and mostly his prints unless he can get them from the studios. And yesterday he got a 1985 print.
I got to go check that stuff.
It played it at 2 p.m. yesterday. Witness, one of the great Harrison Ford movies.
Oh, great film.
That's a good one.
His only Oscar nomination. You do, dude. It's so good.
It's just right down the street from where I live, so I really need to go.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And there were like, you know, on a Friday at 2, there were like 200 people there. It was so great. Yeah, every time you go, it's the faithful. You know, they really want to be there to see the movie. They're not just, you know, dicking around on their phones. So, I mean, they showed three Harrison Ford movie trailers beforehand for Fugitive, Devil's Own, Clear and Present Danger, and another one I'm forgetting.
Which one was the one, What Lies Beneath? That was the first one I saw him play a villain, and I was like, yo, he's an evil... really, really good. That was the first one I was like, damn, I'd never seen him play that role before.
Yeah, still the only time...
Only time he's ever been a villain.
He's done that, I think. You know, he's questionable in Captain America Brave New World. You know,
that's the only one he's been the protagonist, though. Antagonist, my bad. Antagonist.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's it. But, you know, there's... that Thunderbolt Ross character has been just a complicated character since the beginning. You know, go allow the superheroes to do what they want or keep them in check so that, you know, Ford continues that in the new movie. But full on, like, yeah, that was cool. What Lies Beneath, and that's Robert Zemeckis too. Yep. So you're guaranteed a good time there. But just like, what a gift. Right? Thank you, Quentin Tarantino. If you're listening, and I'm sure he listens to every show.
Oh, yeah. We're his 35th favorite podcast.
So thank you for that. And then
you just get past that right on.
It's like, whatever, sorry. Sean, shut the fuck up.
You know what? I'm actually doing something else now, too. You know, crazy. And then went to the El Coyote, you know, that's got to be near where you are, too, the great Mexican place.
Yeah, I've been there a number of times with my buddy Marty Ross. Great restaurant, man.
Yeah, it's, of course, famously where Sharon Tate ate her last meal before the Manson family did her in.
Yep.
And so Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, they go there for Sharon Tate to have what should have been her last meal in the movie. But Tarantino changed history because I think he's in love with Sharon Tate and wanted to save her life. That's a whole other story.
Yeah.
But yeah, and they got great margaritas and burritos, and it's itchy as hell. There's lights everywhere. The ladies who serve you get more of these big hoops.
What's the name of this spot again?
El Coyote. It's like right up the street. In Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I passed it before. I've just never went in there.
Oh, dude, you gotta go. Such good food.
When I lived in Hollywood, it was like the cheap place to go, because if you're a poor actor, you can go eat like a $12 burrito, and then like all the chips and salsa, you'd be totally full by the time you're done.
Yeah.
Now the burrito is $18, but still, you know, you can be absolutely full when you're done. And it's, like I said, it's just a kitschy Hollywood legendary joint. And in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, when they go in there, there's some hubbub up the street at the movie theater. And when they're like, what's going on up there? That's a movie premiere. That's Tarantino's theater. So Tarantino's theater has a brief cameo in the movie as well.
Yeah.
So there's your movie nonsense for the day, because I lived it yesterday.
Appreciate you.
Cool deal, man. Cool deal. Well, we just wanted to call in and wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. And also, if we've ever met, you'll know that I went to get my free Krispy Kremes.
Nice.
I got my free drink at Starbucks. Got my free AMC large popcorn and large drink.
There you go.
I'll be getting my free, because you can cash these in the whole month. I'll be getting my free Buffalo Wild Wings. I'll be getting my free Firehouse Sub and Baskin Robbins scuba ice cream. So,
and don't forget, too, you got to go to Red Robin's.
Oh, you know what? We don't have any up here. That's more of a where you are type of thing. I can't think of the closest.
I haven't seen a Red Robin's in years. There's not one in any of Los Angeles.
Really?
There's no Red Robins in L.A. I've looked. There's no Red Robins in L.A.
Yeah.
Huh.
They're all outside.
I think the closest one is like La Mirada.
Yeah, like it's nowhere near L.A.
Yeah, because I've got – there's one right around the corner from the house here. So.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, Cypress, that tracks.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, not up this way.
I'll be darned.
But it was a beautiful – you know, my fiance loves me. I know this because she bought me a Death Star-shaped hot air popcorn popper.
Oh, she's awesome. She's awesome.
It's love, gentlemen. It's
she's
love.
Awesome. That is love. Absolutely.
So when are we coming over to watch the trilogy then?
Oh, I got to put – but let's do it this summer. I'll put it up in the backyard.
Oh, that'd be great, dude.
We'll do an outdoor movie.
We got to go. So. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
That'd be really cool.
All right, brother. We just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday, though.
Very kind of you to think of me. Thanks, gents.
Of course,
I'll take
man.
That singing. You know, like they say, I would rather hang with you guys than the finest people in the world.
I don't really know how I feel about that. I'll be honest with you.
Hey, we got some good news, though.
What's that?
BW is learning how to become a bartender.
Oh, well, that'll benefit you guys, yeah.
And you.
Oh, the show's going to get a lot drunker.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, it will. Yeah, we're gonna do another drunk show for Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, for every drunk holiday, which is all of them.
Yeah.
Every holiday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's never too late. St. Patrick's Day. It's the same week. Fire them up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Still March.
All right, brother. We'll let you go. I know you're busy.
All right. Oh, yeah, very busy. Got to get people waiting on me, you know. And by the way, that's when Suge Knight leaves a room in Straight Outta Compton. He says that. Now I try and leave every room like that. All right, Jim, and I got to go. I got people waiting on me.
Indeed.
That's really right, him, though, in real life. That's
thanks again, guys.
Indeed, brother.
Right, brother.
Enjoy
your
day,
man. Yourself. We'll talk to you soon.
Later.
All right, bye. And of course, that's our dear buddy Paul Preston from The Movie Guys. Oh, man. So cool. So cool.